Today, I invite you to reflect with me on some words from the gospel that was just read so well by Maggie. And specifically, the words from Matthew 22 and verse 21. Matthew 22, verse 21. Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. Allow me to borrow some words from the King James Version this morning. Render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. We learn from Scripture that after Jesus began teaching in the temple, the religious leaders tried their very best to trick him with questions. Today, the question posed in the gospel reading is whether God's people should pay taxes to a tyrant like the Emperor Caesar. The lesson about paying taxes to the state is quite important, and it is one of Jesus' teachings included in the three Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The narratives are similar, and because the narratives in Matthew, Mark, and Luke are so similar, they are generally referred to as the synoptic gospels. We know from the reading this morning that the Pharisees and Herodians were two groups with completely opposite political views and positions on the Roman occupation. We're also aware that the Herodians supported the idea of peace at any price and a conciliatory approach in dealing with the Roman officials. Nevertheless, because they were so intent on discrediting Jesus, they came together with the Pharisees who opposed the Roman occupation of Palestine. Some biblical scholars have suggested that it's also possible that each group wanted to test Jesus' interpretation of Scripture and to see whether he would endorse their political position. So they started out by praising Jesus for his integrity. They acknowledged his honesty and openness in teaching the Scripture. They were clear about their expectation that he would set them straight. Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and you show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. This is what they said to Jesus. So in their words, they came simply to get an opinion. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? In other words, is it in keeping with the sacred law, the Torah, to pay taxes to the emperor? It's clear then that they were setting up Jesus, weren't they? We must certainly bear in mind that the poll tax was imposed on every Jew at that time. So it is believed that a question on the mind of many Jews was something like this. Since God gave the land of Israel to the Hebrew people, why would they pay taxes to any other power? To me, it is clear that Jesus was in a real predicament. If he supported the payment of the tax, he could be criticized for not following the Jewish faith. If he said no, he could be accused of opposing the Romans. But Jesus was aware of this and realized that they were trying to trap him. So he asked them, Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? So at his request, they brought him the coin used for the tax. Now it was Jesus' turn to pose the questions. Whose head is this, and whose title? And to this they answered, the emperor's. My friends, the question posed by Jesus is still relevant to us today, as we notice that someone's head appears on our Canadian currency. I saved you the trouble of looking into your wallets this morning, and I looked at the $5 note, and I noticed that the head of Sir Wilfrid Laurier, a former prime minister, appears on the $5 note. I then looked at a $20 note, and I was reminded that the head on the $20 note is Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, representing the state, and they both represent the state to which we show allegiance. Now, I'm not in your financial bracket, so I did not go above the 20s, but if you have any hundreds and thousands with you, please check on them after worship, not now. It's very, very important to note that practice still exists. Christians, however, have the cross of Christ imposed on our foreheads at baptism. And this is an important symbol of allegiance to the God we serve. Jesus continued, however, by answering the question posed to him about whether it is lawful to pay taxes to the emperor. Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things which are the emperor's, and to God the things which are God's. Render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things which are God's." Jesus avoided the trap by showing that we have dual citizenship. As citizens of a country, we are required to pay taxes for services and benefits. Nevertheless, there is a distinction between civic and spiritual responsibilities. We are generally required to pay taxes whether or not we approve. People serve God because He loves us, and we respond in faith by worshiping Him and dedicating our lives to Christian service. So as we reflect on Jesus' teaching about paying taxes, we recognize that Jesus revealed the real motives of his questioners. In the end, Jesus made them so uncomfortable by his response that they left him and went away. So three thoughts for your consideration today. First of all, Christians must find common ground with others. Let us find common ground. Our faith, our loyalty, and our interpretation of Scripture could be challenged, but we must find common ground with others without losing our ground. We must take a stand for what we believe without being hostile to others. As Jesus showed from his response to his questioners, it is not necessarily a choice between what society demands and what our faith teaches us on the issue of taxes. We know that people have different opinions, but we can find common ground on so many issues based on ideas like the Golden Rule. We know that the Golden Rule exists in one form or another in every major world religion and in many cultures around the world. Finding common ground could help us put harmony in pluralistic societies like ours, where there is still intolerance based on religion, race, and other grounds. And if we've been listening to the news, we know that some of this is quite apparent. We've heard of widely publicized recent incidents at a Toronto mosque and also at a high school in Pickering. Yes, let us seek common ground. Secondly, let us display our Christian symbol, the sign of the cross. The head on the currency is an indication of ownership and also loyalty to the state. We have been signed with the sign of the cross to show who we are and whose we are, and to remind us that we are created in the image of God. And we wear this cross from our baptism to remind us of God's presence at the center of our lives. First of all, let us forge common grounds and common areas of interest. Let us wear our cross, the sign of who we are and whose we are. And thirdly, let us recognize that we live in an earthly kingdom and we are loyal to our country, but we are also citizens of a heavenly kingdom with allegiance to God and God alone. And this has implications for the way we live and how we offer ourselves to serve God in the world. So in closing, when the religious leaders tried to set up Jesus, he told them to give the emperor what belongs to him and to God what belongs to God. They were amazed at his response and perhaps quite disappointed that he did not give a political answer. Jesus did not make it a matter of choice between the authority of the state and the power of God. We too must follow the advice of Jesus, accepting our duties and obligations as loyal and faithful citizens of our country, while placing God's priorities first in our lives. Let us make a renewed commitment to truly follow our Lord according to the teachings of Scripture and to be God's light in the world with the cross of Christ before us. Thanks be to God. Amen.